This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You know what was another surprise to me? Lamar Jackson.
Jackson takes the snap. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown, Rashad Bateman.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
How's your wife's hands doing?
Okay, the guy walked in the arena. Everybody cheered. She gave him the finger. Nobody got arrested.
Earlier on the show, Eagles center Jason Kelsey. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Wrestling Hall of Famer Ric Flair. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer Rod Woodson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show's on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Ric Flair has been here. Lots of fun. And then some tough takes, you know, about our journalism in our industry and then about my alma mater. I mean, this has been a minute last 2 hours here on our show.
It's been a week. It's been a month.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Say
it again.
Can I cheer you up real quick?
Sure. Yeah.
Woo! Rich Eisen.
There you go. That's the new drop, huh? From Ric Flair?
Woo! Rich Eisen.
Not the full thing. The full thing is...
I have that, too.
No, that's all right.
No, I want to throw that at you real quick. You know,
it's epic.
It's not really about me. What's the name of the show? Okay. Jason Kelsey was on in hour one. We're everyone in Cincinnati is just holding their breath about Joe Burrow's wrist throwing hand. Oh, my goodness gracious.
If he's out, should they call Tom Brady?
Great question. Every team, the Browns should call Tom Brady. They should have already called him. The Browns should have already called Tom Brady. Why not?
Why not?
Absolutely. It's like, hey, Tom.
They're built to win.
What
Tom,
do you
let's
got? You
two
got
months,
10 weeks?
Go.
You got 10 weeks in you?
Yeah, exactly. You know he's in shape.
We don't even need 10 weeks from you. We just need, we need about 8. That's all we need from you, 8. That's all. I know it's going to be cold, you know, but what do you think? You want to do it one last time? If you're Tom Brady, would you do it? Forget
that's the question.
The personal out.
That's the
take
question.
The personal out.
Just
whatever.
Football standpoint.
Honestly, take the personal aspect of it out. Would you do it? Just knowing that, oh my gosh, you're sitting at home and the last thing you're thinking is, that's the Cleveland Browns on the phone. And giving me an opportunity to play with a defense that is as good, if not, heaven forbid, better than the one he won the championship with in Tampa. With Vita Vea and Shaq Barrett and Ndamukong Suh and Devin White and, you know.
That's what I mean. You have to think that either of these teams,
back end,
can they really win the Super Bowl? Can they really do it?
Well, can they really do it with Tom Brady there? And you got a running game, whatever. Cleveland plug in Tom Brady. You know,
Cincinnati plug in Tom Brady. Weapons.
But what do you want? But what Cleveland's one thing. Cincinnati, I mean, that's Burrow's team. You know, I mean, is it but Deshaun Watson? It's Deshaun Watson's team. Because they're tied to him contractually. It's not like he's done in 11 games something that he has now become part of the city and the fabric of the let's call it what it is.
No, I'm just saying.
That's Burrow's team. You're going to come in and win, you know, for.
I'm just saying, if Joe Burrow's out for the season, if he's got a broken hand.
Oh, I totally get it. I understand what you're saying.
Blown up wrist. Yeah, and he's out for the year.
But
obviously,
if you're
Tom's not playing in 24.
If you're
Tom. So let's just come in, win a Super Bowl, go home.
If you're Tom Brady, would you do it? Why? Because if it doesn't work out, then what? Then you now there's photographs of you in a Browns uniform, you know, and you gave it a shot, and you were diminished because clearly, I mean, dude, you know, somebody who's, what is he, 47 now, 46, 47, he's going to come off the couch and do it. But these are calls, YOLO calls you absolutely make if you're Cleveland or if Burrow's significantly hurt.
Well, Chris, and also the reason you say you don't want to play
Cincinnati
pickleball is because you always say, what if I tear my Achilles? Imagine Tom Brady accomplishing everything he's accomplished, fairly healthy, and goes, all right, I'll come out for this team who probably won't win, and he tears an ACL or that would be awful.
He's throwing the ball too fast. No, I don't know. I was just saying, look, I mean, he's the guy out there.
Oh, you do
he's,
it.
He's a free agent
I
quarterback.
I imagine the Jets did it. Don't you think the Jets did it?
I don't know. Tom sees nine.
You don't think the Jets called Tom Brady.
Why would he take that call?
He would take it. Of course he's going to take it.
Play for the Jets?
It's what you said a few months ago, Rich. Due diligence.
He'll take it and say goodbye. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Which is, obviously what he did. Of course he did. You don't think the Jets called Tom Brady?
You would hope they did.
Hell yeah, they did.
I know what I mean.
You don't think the Vikings did?
Like you just said, I'd imagine every team who needs a quarterback yes. is calling Tom Brady.
If I am Woody Johnson or the Wilfs, if I'm, you know.
Vikings. Now, that's an interesting one.
Right. I would absolutely, if I'm the owner of the team, I'm absolutely saying, have we called Tom Brady? And, of course, you know, they would say to me, well, that, you know, that's saying a lot. I don't know. He's an older gentleman. He's going to have to learn this offense, whatever. And my answer would be like, let me repeat myself.
Thomas Edward.
Have you called Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
I can DM him on Instagram if you'd like. You know, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Rich, other than the Kansas City Chiefs, every team in the NFL probably should have just tested the waters with Tom Brady.
Dude, if Mahomes, heaven forbid, anybody, the Chiefs will call him.
Belichick's so stubborn.
Why wouldn't they?
He didn't call Tom.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Oh, the one team I was even thinking about.
But, yeah. I do not say this to troll, pal. Brady wouldn't do it because they're not able to win it.
No, absolutely.
That's why Bill wouldn't even have bothered to call him.
Yeah, of course. If you think you have a shot to win the Super Bowl,
dude, if Brady looked at the roster in 2019 and said, I'm out of here, what's he saying to the roster in 2023? New phone, who dis, right?
He's
so,
laughing.
Right.
Yeah.
But these other teams have a shot at it.
I think so.
You know?
Cincinnati, tougher schedule than Cleveland. Rest of the
but way. If you're Brady, you don't take the Vikings call because right now the Josh Dobbs shoes to fill are very large. You don't want to be the guy after the Josh Dobbs guy, the way that he's playing right now.
Josh Dobbs.
All right. Rod Woodson is coming up in about 13 minutes' time. He called the Ravens victory over the Bengals last night for Ravens Radio, the Ravens Radio Network. He's been calling Ravens games all season long. So who better to talk about the team that currently has 8 wins, the first team to 8 wins in the AFC, than him. He will be calling. But this is a Friday program, which means it is time for What's More Likely. Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Chris Brockman, what do you have over there,
sir?
Hey,
what's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's more likely? Here we go. 6-3 road team this week to make the playoffs. Who's more likely, Steelers or Seahawks?
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you both. Yeah, I got to. Come on. It's not. I mean, I know that goes against the rules here, but. What if I say both? I mean, you look at the AFC.
One team has a functional offense.
Look at the AFC North, and you see potentially two diminished teams from Ohio because of their quarterback situations. Right?
But who's more likely
to make it? That's the way I'm looking at that. You know,
who's more likely to make it?
And the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, have yet to play Cincinnati. What if it's Jake Browning going to be starting in his first career start against them in week dozen, right?
But Jake Browning's probably better than Kenny Pickett right now.
Joke all you want. Fourth quarter is Pickett time, pal. And there's a reason why the smoke and the mirrors work.
Yeah.
And Seattle, I think, is, you take a look at the NFC, I think they're absolutely a playoff team. So I know you're trying to put me in a spot here to try and choose one over the other. And if you'll say that, then I'll choose the Seahawks. Just because I've been on them all season long, and I do think they have a quarterback that has already played in the playoffs like last year and, you know, gave a half a scare into San Francisco.
Wait, was that so hard to just pick one of the teams?
I had to talk my way into it.
You got it, Rich.
Because I could see your disapproval to say both.
Both.
All right, what else?
It's not both more likely.
I know. I got it. Both.
All right, fun game. A fun game in Houston this week.
That'll be a terrible segment.
Cardinals, Texans. Hey, what's more likely? Kyler Murray combines for 300 yards passing and rushing, or C.J. Stroud hits 300 for a third straight game?
I'll say C.J. Stroud.
Ooh.
Murray's still coming back.
Murray looked pretty good.
You know who's looked pretty good?
C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. This kid's locked in right now, pal. He's feeling it. And he's not just locked in because he doesn't know any better, he doesn't know what he doesn't know type rookie stuff. You look at the all 22 community, and all of them, to a man and a woman, are saying, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's not like some rookie is just finding, he's like a nut finding squirrel. He is going in the upward trending direction for a reason.
I'm not wishing it upon him, but if they get upset, does the MVP stuff cool off?
Of course it does. Yeah. What are you talking about? You're one of the hosts of Overreaction Monday. Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself wondering if a narrative that sounds completely nutty would come home to roost.
He's like 20 to 1 now. Listen. The odds have dropped and he hasn't been playing.
Where's that Overreaction Monday hot taker gone in the What's More Likely segment? What happened to you? I don't know who you are anymore.
Just give me a second.
All right.
Who's the more likely quarterback with elite hair to throw for more yards on Sunday? Sam Howell or the newly braided Tua Tagovailoa?
Oh, boy. Let's go Drake, man. I'll tell you what.
So Sam Howell leads the NFL in passing yards.
I know
Tua
he does.
Right behind him in the third spot.
He doesn't have elite hair. He doesn't have elite hair.
Who?
Sam Howell.
What? Just hair.
He has just hair. He doesn't do anything with it.
Well, not that we know of.
Just you know this. You know this. If he could, if he keeps going on his upward trend, next year later, he's going to have the pomade. He's going to look like a Bundesliga soccer star. Okay. And how about Tua just basically saying, I can change my game up right in the middle of the season? You know, everyone usually changes it up because they need to, you know, get some sort of bad mojo out of the direction. He's the quarterback of Hotline Bling, baby.
Nothing but mojo.
Look at that, right?
I mean,
look at you.
He's bringing the Hotline Bling.
Love it.
His cornrows are proper, man.
I mean, how many times do I got to repeat that to show that I know a Drake song?
Drake song. That can only mean one thing.
All right. How about this? Who's the more likely?
Right, you can't have elite hair if you're not doing anything with it, if you're just rolling out of bed with it. I'm sorry.
Wasting it.
You're wasting it. Look at us, the three of us.
Speaking of, Joe Flacco might be back. Running back who probably wishes they were traded at the deadline to rush for more yards on Sunday. Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley?
Who are they playing? I don't think Derrick Henry. I'll push back. I don't think either of them wish they were traded at the trade deadline.
They have five combined wins.
I don't think either of them wishes they were traded at the trade deadline.
You think Derrick Henry doesn't wish he's on the Cowboys right now?
You think a running back in his prime? You think his running back in his prime would like to leave the New York market? Really? And you think that Derrick Henry didn't? Derrick Henry apparently didn't redo his contract for a reason, Chris.
Because he wanted the money.
Well, I guess, or he didn't want out. And he knew that's a win-win. I get to stay where I like to stay, and I get the money.
All right. In Vegas, at the club, a few drinks. I'm asking them straight up if they wanted to be traded.
Right. So who's going to run for more yards?
Yeah, Titans, this is a way to talk about these not-so-good teams.
Tennessee against the Jaguars. I mean, as you know, Derrick Henry runs for 200 against that franchise. I know it's a different team.
Yeah, but it happens
once a year. And then, honestly, you don't think there's going to be – seriously, there's going to be more people in the box in D.C. than there is at the Pentagon. You kidding me? Well, they're afraid of it. They're going to tell Tommy DeVito, the secondary is yours, sir.
Get to them if you can.
Don't they Derek have more Henry. Phones than any office building in the world or something?
Henry is more likely in that regard. What else do you have over there?
Chris, does Derrick Henry have his 99-yard rushing touchdown for the year?
Not yet.
That's true.
Against Jacksonville.
It's coming.
300
yards. These two teams are coming off of weird losses. What's more likely, the Bills miss the playoffs or the Chargers make it?
Oh, it's more likely that the Bills miss the playoffs.
Ooh. No faith in the Chargers, huh?
Why would the Bills are closer to missing the playoffs than the Chargers are to making it. Would you agree with that?
5-5 and they're 4-5?
Take a look. No. Take a look at the schedules. Look at the Bills' schedule, bro.
Bills' schedule is tough.
Is the toughest in their division. I mean, I'm imagining, right?
Jets, Eagles, Chiefs, Cowboys.
Get out of here.
Chargers, Patriots,
and the Dolphins. The Chargers are you know, I don't know. I just look at that Bills schedule on the screen. And the Chargers next, you know, they're at Green Bay, right? Next up is home for Baltimore on a Sunday night.
That's fun.
Yeah. Come on. So, and they're at Denver, and Denver's playing. They're playing much better. Interestingly enough, these two teams in question play each other. The Rams host the Buffalo Bills, Week 16. I mean, sorry, the Chargers host the Buffalo Bills, Week 16.
Yeah, Christmas weekend.
What else?
All right, who's more likely to keep the magic going, Josh Dobbs or Antonio Pierce's Raiders?
Excuse me. What's the matter with you?
I don't know where this is going to go.
What do you mean? The Denver's won three. Denver's won three in a row, guys.
Denver's won three in a row. Excuse me. This is going to be like a Russian nest egg doll of a what's more likely. Because there's a what's more likely smaller within the larger what's more likely.
Okay.
What's more likely of where this is going?
It could go either way. The passion.
What's more likely where this is going?
Okay, I think that you still have a little Raider love, so
I got the torch, the Al's torch. I understand.
And their coach rolls up in the 6'4" Impala. I'm going to say this is leaning towards you being preferential to the Raiders.
Incorrect. I love Josh Dobbs. I love Josh Dobbs, and I don't care who knows it. I love the Pastronaut.
Denver's won three in a row,
bro.
Defenses look great.
Defense.
It's more likely that there's a silver and black carriage that will turn into a pumpkin on Sunday than there is of Josh Dobbs not going to Denver and balling out on Sunday Night Football and telling the folks out there in Burbank, California, or New York City, or we're in Connecticut, who made the decision to say, we are not flexing out of Vikings
not
and
flexing.
Denver Broncos. We believe in Josh Dobbs in the same way Rich Eisen does. That is exactly what they're saying there. Yeah, Josh Dobbs. That's what's more likely.
All right, last one.
Yes,
we talked to Jason Kelce.
We
talked to Chris Jones.
Yeah, we did.
Yesterday,
yeah.
Real simple, Rich Eisen. Who's more likely to return to the Super Bowl, Eagles or Chiefs?
Ooh.
Look at you. Look at you putting me in the spot. I'll go Chiefs.
Is that because you believe in the Cowboys?
Well, there's many different ways to look at it. One is, I said prior to the season, the Chiefs were in the AFC. I'm just being consistent, which is a great cop-out of people who do these jobs like me for a living. I'm able to sit here and say, I don't need to give you a fresh take, sir. I gave you my take in September. Suck it.
Yeah, but Rich, most people in your
seat
won't even care.
But I won't.
You said
I won't. I won't.
You can pretend like you never said
it. I won't. I can't believe I went LCD on that, but I did. Also, look at the AFC. I think who's going to walk into Arrowhead right now? Who?
And beat them?
Who? Who? The Ravens? Maybe.
Maybe.
Who? You?
Maybe.
You? Lieutenant Dolphins? You know?
Yeah.
Who's going in there? Who's going in to Arrowhead?
That's an excellent question.
And the NFC, I think, is a deeper end of the pool with the Lions and the Niners and maybe even your Cowboys. Yes, I'll give you a little. I shouldn't have done that. Just to do it.
I can't see CJ Stroud go to Arrowhead.
Come on,
guys.
Oh, CJ Stroud and Arrowhead would be a dynamite fun, you know, game. Because here's how it would go.
A rookie in Arrowhead?
That would be most likely a Texans divisional playoff visit coming off of a wild card weekend win in the first window on Saturday. Because that's where the Houston Texans reside.
They're playing in the first window.
Eastern Saturday playoff game. You can chisel that in stone.
So if
how's that for your detailed answer, pal?
If the playoff started right now, Houston going to Baltimore. First window Saturday.
Please.
Book it.
Chisel it.
Book it.
Chisel it in stone.
Book it. That's funny.
They might even bring Tom Hammond out of retirement to call the game.
Off of a beach. Studying race.
Is Cricky available? Okay.
Oh, please, can we get a Don Cricky throwback?
Let's take a break. Man. What's more likely?
Rich Eisen.
And Rod Woodson coming up next right here in the Rich Eisen Show. My Hall of Fame friend, fresh back from Balmer. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. All right, we're back here on the show. Radio audience rejoining shortly. I don't do this too often to bring somebody in early, but he's only my Pro Football Hall of Fame friend. And I don't believe I did total access with somebody more in the 8 years that I did it than Rod Woodson. Rod Woodson, good to see you, Rod. How are you? Good to see you, Rod.
Rich, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine.
Great.
No, you know what? You look great. Let me just tell you this, Rod. what's with the background? What do we got here?
It's a blurred background. Don't have my office anymore. My kid moved back into the house when COVID hit. He doesn't want to move out.
Okay.
He took my office. So my office is a makeshift bedroom, desk, all
so
that.
So if you blur it, like if you unblurred it, it would be just what a mess. It's just something that's not.
No. I don't like messes.
I know that.
I try to keep a clean house. I mean, it's my bedroom back here.
Okay. Well, we don't need to see your bedroom. It's a private thing. I get it. Okay.
That is a private thing.
Understood. Rod, we just got to keep the mystery. I understand. And you also said you know many riches. You said I'm your favorite rich out of all the riches you know?
I know quite a few. I mean, you know Gannon, but you know,
yeah. Who else?
I know multiple riches around, but the one person I've done multiple shows with and worked with for a very long time is the best rich in the world, Rich Allen.
Rod Woodson, everybody. See?
Rod Woodson.
I mean, I feel like we had Nature Boy Ric Flair on before. And he said something similar to that. And then he screamed woo at me. And it was great.
Many times.
There it is, guys. There it is, right there. All right. So our radio audience is returning. You just got off a flight from Baltimore, correct? That just happened?
Just got off a flight from Baltimore, yes.
Okay, very good. So Rod Woodson here, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I was actually honored to be the MC that day. Rod is here on the Rich Eisen Show, sitting on the Rich Eisen Show Network at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Love this man. Pro Football Hall of Famer, part of the Ravens radio broadcast team as he's been all year long. Rod Woodson here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Rod? Good to see you.
I am doing great, man. I can't complain. The only thing is I do have to travel back to the East Coast quite a bit, working with Baltimore, but getting on a flight and calling really good games and a great environment like in the NFL, it's nothing like it.
Well, let's look at the positive. Let's look at the silver lining, Rod. Let's look at the glass half full here as you got a little mini buy right there. And then your next flight is because you're living in Vegas there. Next flight's to Los Angeles. That's just a hop, skip, and the jump.
I'm driving. I'm driving. I'm driving.
You drive? Are you driving?
It's only a 4-hour drive.
So you're.
It's a 4-hour drive. It takes me. It'll take me 35 minutes to get to the airport. I got to wait around for an hour.
Right.
Get to LAX, whatever hotel we're going to stay at over there.
Okay.
I got to go over there. That would take me 4 hours. So I'd rather be in my own car.
Oh, no.
And it's a Sunday night game, which I would normally have to wait until Monday morning to leave.
Right.
But now I can leave Sunday night and drive home.
But hold a minute. You're not sitting in the back of a courtesy car, Rod? Not a stretch limo?
No. You down? Oh, heck, you're rich. That is not me. That's some of your other guests. I'm from the Midwest, man. I am blue collar to the bone.
Mr. Indiana.
You know I'm not doing that stuff.
Mr. Football of Indiana. That's who you are. That's who you are, right, Rod? Correct?
You know? Well, I am from Indiana. I don't know if I'm Mr. Football from Indiana.
You
but
were.
I'm there.
You weren't? You weren't back in the day?
I don't even know if they had those type of things back in the day. And if they did, I don't know if I even was. If I was, they never told me. So I can't answer that question.
Yeah, you can't be a Boilermaker and sit in the back of a stretch limousine going from Vegas to Los Angeles.
That's Boilermaker. That's just blue collar to the bone.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All right, sort of like the Ravens. Let me transition then. Here we go. What did you make of the win last night by Baltimore? Rod.
I love the win. I love Lamar's progression throughout his career. He's just gotten better and better and better, completing over 7% of his passes. The one thing I love about him more than anything is that when he gets out of the pocket, he is now looking down the field to still throw the football. And 2 years ago, Lamar, he would have got out of the pocket and he would have been gone. So the progression for him is gotten better and better and better. And this new offense under Todd Monken, he's made him accountable. So one thing that we've seen this year that we haven't seen in the past years is that Lamar can come up to the line of scrimmage and he can make a check. If he doesn't like what he sees, he can make a check and get out of that and get to another play. So that's a great thing. The sad thing is you lose one of the best tight ends in the National Football League, and Mark Andrews, who a lot of people don't talk about him. Everybody's talking about Kelsey because he's dating some country singer. But Mark Andrews is a player.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening, Rod. You know, well done.
And that's how I would refer to. And that's how I would refer to Taylor Swift as well.
Yeah,
some country singer.
Yep.
I don't listen to country.
Okay.
She's the biggest pop star on the planet.
I mean, pop music. Yeah. I mean, but we
I don't listen to pop either. I don't listen to anything. I don't listen to any of that secular music anymore, right?
Secular music. All right, I like it. What are your 2 cents on the hip drop tackle? That is a big conversation, has been, and that's what helped knock Andrews out for the year here, Rod.
And he did the same tackle to Lamar on the sideline, which hobbled him back to the huddle.
Yep. And the blue tent, it blue tented him.
That's a hard one because I play defense, and it is hard to tackle guys from behind. But to wrap, grab, and pull your body down onto the ankle. Man, I don't think he was intentionally trying to hurt anyone.
Right.
I'm never going to say a defender is trying to do that. He has to get the guys down. And he can't horse collar. He can't get it up there anymore. So that's a new way. I don't think they can take that away from a defender because I don't know how else you can tackle him sometimes from behind. You just wrap and kind of roll, but still, again, you might hurt an ankle or a knee with that.
So you're cool with keeping that in the game, and you wouldn't want that legislated out.
I don't. Not unless that's the only way he tackles from behind, right? I mean, I think you got to look at all the players, and if players are starting to do that, it's become a pandemic of those type of tackles in the National Football League. Then I think you have to look at it. But I don't think that's the case right now. It happened to Mark. Very, very unfortunate that Mark Andrews, one of the best tight ends, cannot play for last year for the Baltimore Ravens. So now the young player Isaiah Likely, has to come up and who's a really good player, and he's going to have an opportunity to show his wares.
So just circling back, Rod Woodson, on what you said about Todd Monken, the new offensive coordinator, and they're holding Lamar more accountable. What do you mean by that?
Well, before, Lamar never had the opportunity or the freedom to make checks at the line of scrimmage. And Lamar also can put his own plays in, which he never really had the opportunity to put in previous years. So I think when you have that, you feel emboldened to make it your own. But I think his growth each year for Lamar is that he's become a better passer outside the numbers, which was always an issue. He's become a better deep ball passer. But the key to me is when you get these quarterbacks who can scramble and make plays with their feet, is that once he gets out of the pocket, is he still looking down the field to make big plays? And he is. And the two-year, like I said, the two-year, three-year remove of Lamar, even the Lamar that won the league MVP, he'd get out of the pocket and he was going to be gone. But he's exciting when he runs with the football in his hands. But he is now making it a choice for the defenders, like, do I come up and tackle Lamar or do I stay with my guy? If you stay with my guy, and then it's going to be plays like they did with Gus Edwards, and it's kind of that triple threat where he gets out of the pocket and he dumps it right over the head of the defender because he came up to try to tackle Lamar.
Rod Woodson here on the Rich Eisen Show. What are your conversations with Roquan Smith like? I'm a fly on the wall. What do you guys talk about?
Man, Roquan, you know, we only had a couple conversations, but the guy, it was an article written this past week that he is, and I said this, I've said it multiple times on the air and during games, is that he's in the room with the Ray Lewis leadership. He's not Ray Lewis in a sense because Ray had a very long, extinguished career and became one of the best leaders in pro football, period, in the history of pro football. But what he has done for this team since he's come over last year is that they weren't playing great football before he got there. And they were very inconsistent. He got there, and he's changed the way that they look at film, the way they practice, coming in early, staying late, being committed to each other. He has that fire. And if you see his little pep talks after the warm-ups for each pregame, he's going to bring those guys together, and he's riled up, and he's foaming at the mouth. That's what Ray Lewis used to do. Only thing he doesn't do with Ray Lewis, he doesn't do the squirrel dance coming out of the tunnel. He doesn't do that.
Two different guys. Yeah, no doubt about that. So, you know, I guess when you look at it, Rod Woodson, that, you know, the two Ohio teams are somewhat diminished all of a sudden because of the quarterback position. One where Deshaun's out for the year and they're starting Dorian Thompson-Robinson for a second time. And you got to look-see at what he looked like the first time. And obviously a last minute start against the Ravens, not exactly the best way to start your career, but you take a look there, and obviously Burrow, that was a frightening moment and one that could potentially linger for a while. So that leaves a team that's already beaten Baltimore and Cleveland sitting right there at the Pittsburgh Steelers, potentially winning this division. Because if they win in Cleveland, they sweep the Browns. They have yet to play Cincinnati, who may not have Burrow for a bit, and maybe not even when they face them. How much of a threat in your mind are the Pittsburgh Steelers, Rod Woodson?
They're playing great football. I mean, a team that has been outscored and still has a winning record, it's...
Yeah, outgained every game,
it seems.
You never
would have thought of, you never would in your life would have said that's possible. How can you get outscored but still win? And that's what they're doing. They still find a way on defense to make plays. And that offense for the Steelers, one drive, two drives a game, and they score some points and they win. And it's the craziest thing. That's why I give so much credit to Mike Tomlin. If nobody's ever been in a room when Mike Tomlin speaks, he can raise the hair on the back of your neck up and make you want to really play. And he's done a tremendous job with a group of players what nobody thought they were going to be having a winning record. And now having the two teams, you know, everybody thought that Watson was kind of joking around with his shoulder, and now he has a fracture in his shoulder. And then, you know, very scary with Joe Burrow just going down to throw, and once he threw the ball, he kind of grimps, and you could see the pain shoot through his arm. And he can't play, and who knows how long he can play. So that's going to be very interesting. So the Steelers and their threat, now the great thing is they got to come and play in Baltimore at the end of the year, the last game of the year. Yeah. It could be it.
Yeah,
it could be for all the marbles, right? It could be for the AFC North and who has that number one or two seed in the AFC. And that is a tremendous thing. And then, you know, it's going to be fun to watch when these two teams play each other late in the year or any time in the year. They're always close games. They're very similar to each other because I play for both teams, and they're, you know, the standard is the standard, and play like a Raven are the same motto, just in different colors. And that's why the games are always close.
So is that a yes? They are a threat, Ron?
I think they are a threat. You always got to think that any team inside your division who has beat you already is a threat, because if they sweep you now, if they don't win, you know, all their games leading up to the point, and Baltimore does, then it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Because Baltimore have a better record. But if they both are winning games up to that point, and it comes down to that last game, and if they win, they have a half a game. If they have the same record, then they win, they sweep, they have a half a game lead, well, they win the AFC North. So it really depends on what happens leading up to that point. But it is going to be fun to watch when it does happen.
And the Ravens, Rod, are the first team in the 8-win club in the AFC. Two others can join. Miami taking on the Raiders at home, coming off of a bye. And then there's that Monday nighter with the Chiefs hosting the Eagles. What do you think happens in that game, Rod? Your 2 cents on that one. What do you have?
You know, I'm trying to figure out who is the Kansas City Chiefs offense. What's it really like?
Right.
And who is the Philadelphia Eagles defense, because it's not the same defense that it was last year where they had multiple sacks and interceptions. They're not doing that same thing in an offense for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're not the same. And I don't know if it's because of the receiving core, exactly what, but their defenses are better. And then the Philadelphia Eagles offense is still lights out. And it's going to be a fun game to watch. I just want to see which team really shows up to be that dominant team that we've seen in the past.
You're saying which team has more bark? Is that what you're saying, Rod?
My dog is barking in the back. Cat is at my door, screeching to want to get in.
We can't have that. What is happening? Cats and dogs fighting together, living together in the Woodson household. What is the name of your dog, Rod? What is the name of your dog?
Well, that dog that's barking is Winston. We have six dogs.
What?
Six dogs and two cats. Yes, we collected more, Rich, since I've left the NFL Network. After my kids were leaving, my wife was getting a dog to replace the kid. Then my kids came back.
Yep.
And then somehow we got two cats in the whole mix of a whole thing.
Well, Suze is always after another dog, and that's just three. That would be three for us. Six. Who feeds the dogs, six. Rod? Who feeds them? What do we got? Who walks them?
My wife is the alpha.
Okay.
She feeds them. They follow her. They do everything she says.
I know.
They don't listen to me. They look at me and go, hey, there's that guy.
I know, exactly. I walk in the door and my dogs run past Dylan and Halo, these two lovely lady dogs, goldens, white golden and English golden, and a regular golden, I mean. And they run past and they just look for her. And I'm like, she's not here. You know, like that's the way I come home every day. they look for her. I'm out.
Mike, when I'm sitting here in the house, my dogs would go from room to room to room to room because my wife does. She's a substitute teacher, teacher's aide. Mm-hmm. So she's gone every morning. They're always looking for her.
Yeah.
They're not even paying attention to me unless I want to give them a snack.
Yeah, of course. But that's the way I was working with you, too. So, you know. Oh, man. I miss you. I miss you, Rod.
I miss you, brother. Love you, man.
Same thing. I guess last one for you. We just showed the schedule for the Ravens. Those last four games are insane. Good thing for them. It's coming off a very late bye. They turned down the bye for after their London game. And you got two Los Angeles teams built around it. And then at Jacksonville, at San Francisco, home for Miami, home for Pittsburgh. I mean, that's going to be a lot of rubber meeting the road between a one seed and who knows, maybe even a wild card spot, depending on everything. What are your thoughts on that, Rod? You know,
it is. And the Ravens were kind of banged up and beat up early in the year and they got healthy and then they got a little banged up because of the stretch run. Right.
Yep.
So they're a little banged up now. So having that bye come where guys can get healthy and then they can get in fresh not having Mark Andrews, it's good. I think they'll do okay because their defense Man, they got some freaking, you know, there's not a lot of name guys outside of Clowney, but Clowney's playing well. Van Noy, he was on a couch 4 weeks ago.
He's been great.
He is balling. So the veteran leadership on that side, and then Patrick Queen has just played so much better since we call him Agent Zero. Agent Zero has come over. I mean, Roquan Smith just plays sideline to sideline. And then the secondary, Geno Stone was a backup. He leads the league in interceptions. And so everybody has just played really good football. Everybody that's gone in, I think it's a deep roster. The Baltimore Ravens do have a very deep roster, so it's going to be challenging. But I think they can win the majority of those games.
All right. Before I let you go, you want to chime in on Michigan and everything going on, Mr. Purdue?
No.
What do you think?
I can't because, you know, Jimmy was my roommate in Baltimore.
Right.
So I got a lot of love for Jim. I was there going to get through all of it. He got his three games. They're still going to win some football games because they can run against anybody in the national football or it's national football in college.
Yep.
So, you know, other than that, you know, I don't think they played Purdue this year.
Oh, they did.
You know,
they took care of business, Rod.
They did?
Yeah, you might have missed that.
Don't tell me.
You might have missed
Purdue
it.
Is not playing good football. I'm just
That's on. It's on. No, no. So, Rod, oh my goodness. They just announced that? Did they just announce that? Okay. You are going to react live, Rod. Joe Burrow has just been announced. He's out for the season.
Whoa.
The Bengals just announced it.
Oh.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow. Well, when he threw the ball, the way he looked on the field, I mean, it was in pain. And then for him to leave immediately, went into the blue tent, went from the blue tent, went into the locker room, and he came back out with his shoulder pads on, but he wasn't even thinking about trying to throw the ball. He tried to throw it on the sideline, and he just couldn't even grip it. He just dropped the ball.
Well, I mean,
there's something in the wrist that's
– like, but would you – honestly, we spoke to – and again, I appreciate the time here, but this breaking news, and it's to have somebody like yourself while we're on the air, I'd love to get your thoughts. I mean, what do you do? I mean, the kid – you know, you got a rookie who hasn't started a game. That'll change. I mean, what do you do? Do you call Brady? I'm serious. Do you call Tom and just say, what do you think? You know, or would that be an insult to Burrow? Like, it's his team. Like, you know, we're not going to just next man up is 12. You know what I mean? Like, how do you deal with that sort of? Because the Jets are kind of dealing with that right now. You want your hope. You're leaving a light on for your own guy. At least Rodgers has a chance to potentially return this year, which is nuts.
Right.
What do you do if you're Cincinnati upon hearing this news? You know,
yeah, that's why when I came in the league, the backups are all veterans, and for some reason they just think that you can't have veterans as backups anymore. The league just every coach in the league just thinks you all your backups only can be rookies, and that's not true. You can have backups as veterans. You just got to make sure that you have the cap situated the way you want it and need it to move forward the following year. So that's why having a guy, you know, quarterback wise, somebody that just has been there because that's an unknown when you have young guys coming in and play. They're going to play young. They're going to play like rookies. And if you have a really good team like Cincinnati does, even though their defense hasn't played, it's been very inconsistent this year, but you still have good receivers and the running game hasn't played well this year. Man, having a rookie come in and not knowing what he's going to play like, even though I think Browner played decently well for him, you know, it's just having a veteran come in there. And they said that they're supposed to have Joe Flacco come in, the Cleveland Browns, and to work him out and put him on the practice squad. I get that because I'd rather have a veteran as a backup than a rookie, and I have no idea what the commodity is. Because I still lose my job if they don't come out and play well. So I'd rather have a guy that I know what he's going to do than he not, if the salary cap inside of your organization works.
Rod, take care of yourself, man. Love you. Have a great Thanksgiving with your family.
Love you, brother.
Right back at you.
Take care of yourself.
That's Rod Woodson.
Yes, sir.
Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Wow. How about that for news?
Jeez.
All right, we will take a break. But before we do, and then we'll react. We'll react to it. Game Time Tickets. Everybody should get their Game Time Ticket app on their phone today. We have all done it right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We love it. It is an easy way and a very simple way that removes guesswork type of way to buy tickets. Removes it straight out. When you're looking for sports, music, comedy, theater events near you, you get killer last-minute deals. So if you're last-minute, they're awesome. There's all-in prices. So what does that mean? You get to see your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out. You can buy tickets in seconds with just two taps. Views from all the seats in the venue. So every seat in the venue has its own way for you to see. What does it look like from the seat to see the court, to see the stage, and things like that? Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Joe Burrow out for the year. Whoa.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
What is your best sports memorabilia that you have, that you're most proud of, or something that you love?
Oh, I've got a bunch of things that I love, but the one that I would have to say is the coolest, simply because it's not, because I was a baseball player, so baseball stuff means a lot to me. One year, a girlfriend of mine said, if you could have anything for Christmas this year, what would it be? Mm-hmm. And I said, an autographed baseball glove from Brooks Robinson. Because Brooks was from Arkansas. He grew up in Little Rock, North Little Rock. And I just loved him, you know, when he played with the Orioles. And so I thought, that's never going to happen. But if I could have anything, that's what it would be. And she chased him down. She got all the publicists and everybody else on the case. And Christmas morning, I opened it up, and there was an autographed book, a Brooks Robinson glove, and it said... and of course, you know, the glove from him, that's the thing, because sure. Of his fielding, you know, and it said, from a huge fan, Brooks Robinson. I'm like, Brooks Robinson knows who I am. I'm done. This is all fine.
Did you ever put on the Brooks Robinson glove? Like literally put your hand in?
Oh, I put it on, but boy, do I protect it. I finally put it in plexiglass because it's, you know, the name might rub off, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to do it.
Boy, that's a real dandy thing. McGuire also gave me a bat right after he broke it, you know.
Right after he broke the Maris?
No, after he broke his bat.
Oh, after
he grounded out to third. But
no, you should say it was home run number 67, home run 62.
But it was that year.
Okay.
It was that year, and he grounded out to third against the Dodgers, and he gave me the bat and his batting glove, which had dirt all over it and everything, so I've got that. And I got some good stuff over the years.
Yep, fun stuff, man. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, the friends at AutoZone want to let you know, guess what? You can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station, digital streams. You can get in the zone with AutoZone. Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and me all season long for free. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you find a fix for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. There but for the grace of God go any National Football League team with their starting quarterback. Joe Burrow, oh, the calf. How's the calf going to hold up? And boom, just like that, there goes the ligaments in his throwing wrist out for the season. We were wondering how long it would be without Joe Burrow for the Bengals, and it appears more than just a half a football. And next up for him is a season of watching a rookie quarterback try and take the team where everybody thought it could go this year, which is to the Super Bowl and winning it all. And this was the last year in which basically the roster could be exactly the way it was, because next year is when Joe Burrow is starting to get his aid. And this is the time when they needed to do it with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, who's going to get Pizzade himself, and Boyd and Mixon and everyone else. And it ends with the Bengals at 5-5 and Burrow out for the year after blowing out his throwing wrist against the Ravens. And in comes Jake Browning, who will be, by the way, unbelievably, the 11th rookie quarterback to start this year. 11 of them. And we come out of the draft saying, is it going to really be more than the only one is going to be more than just the three guys chosen in the top three, you know, top four picks of the draft. Maybe it'll be Will Levis. That'll be it. And it turns out to be the numbers 11. 11. And Rod Woodson just referred to it. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a conversation next week. We've been talking about it off the air, and we just didn't have time to talk about it this week. It is an epidemic in the NFL to try and keep quarterbacks healthy. When Jake Browning starts next week, it will be, oh my goodness, the 69th different starting quarterback this year. 69. It'd be the 47th, my bad. And it's on pace of last year's record of 68 different starting quarterbacks. That's it. And the Bengals, I hate to tell you, this is not the way that they envisioned the last year of Joe Burrow's contract, allowing them to pay everyone else. It's just a tough, bitter pill to swallow because of the way the season's worked out. And it's going to be even tougher because look around that locker room. They're going to have to change it, salary cap-wise. And already they're capped out to the point where the backup to Burrow is a guy who's never played in the NFL before. Yep. And first up for him will be Pittsburgh. Good luck to you, Jake Browning. 37. There's no T.J. Watt in the Pac-12. You know what I mean? So, sorry to Bengals fans, but that does appear all she wrote for 2023. Yep. Wow. That's how fast it can happen to you 15 seconds. In the National Football League.
Jeez.
A bummer of a way, unfortunately, to end this program. Yep. I want to thank Ric Flair and everyone else that was on this program. We'll be back to wrap it up on Roku and see everyone on Monday.